on the pronunciation of that.
And any special term for a man who does odd jobs and now and then picks up a saw and a hammer and takes a job as a carpenter?
Well, I was kind of a man of all trades sort of person, but we don't find those anymore, because if anybody can drive a nail anymore, he's a carpenter and can draw carpenter's wages.
Mm-hmm.
And he isn't a jack of all trades, he's a,
mm-hmm.
he's a skilled worker, at least in drawing his pay.
When he steps up to the window. Did you ever use the term jackleg for people like this?
Jackleg
carpenter?
Yeah.
Let's see, my mother's sister, and you'd say she'd be what?
Aunt. Great aunt.
Who's? Whose?
My aunt.
And if
my mother's.
If she's my mother's sister, she'd be whose?
Well, your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And if my father has a brother named William, he would be my
uncle. William, or Bill, or Will, or Willie.
That was always my dad. He was always Uncle Bill.
William. Made much fun of Willie Murray. She was in the governor's
mm-hmm.
first lady.
Alfalfa Bill?
No, we didn't make so much fun of Alfalfa Bill. He kind of made sense. He was a queer duck to be in that office, but you know, he had a lot of good common hard sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnson, he just was nothing. And this Willie was terrible. Everybody said it in such a funny way. I don't think I can get that Willie. I think, oh, Willie. Kind of thing. It was squeaked through. Anyway, it was a derogatory expression of her. You just knew when they said Willie the way they said it, they were downgrading her anyway.
And before you became president, what was Eisenhower called?
General.
And the man who presides over the county court?
Isn't it judge and county judge?
And a person who goes to college?
College graduate or?
Well, one who's just going to college.
Oh, just going to college. Well, he could just be a student, a college student.
And a girl who works in an office?
Secretary, usually.
And nationalities, we'd say we're not Mexican, we're not Canadian, we're...
Well, the term is American, but then the Canadians and the Mexicans are just as much American as we are. I've always wondered why we had that.
Mm-hmm.
I had such a superior feeling because we're Americans, but
mm-hmm.
they're just as American as we are.
Any special term for Indians?
No, I don't. No. We have here redskins, but you never hear that.
And what's the customary term for Negroes?
It's plain nigger.
Nigger? I know in parts of it, it's nigra, parts of the state. That would be down along the southern border.
But in the South, I can't resent you saying Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Plain nigger.
Some places there it's nigger too.
Yeah, well, they leave off that R
mm-hmm.
on everything, and only put it on everything that it shouldn't be, like eider. And anner, and eller. I never could see why if they could say it on one word, they couldn't say it on the other. Why?